Welcome to The Right Hook, a weekly segment which covers the machinations of the right wing, from the Republican Party to the Tea Party Patriots and beyond. I'm Chris Bennett. The Fukushima nuclear reactor in Japan is in the midst of a partial meltdown. Traces of radioactivity have even reached as far as the northeastern United States. American right-wing media have responded by attacking the energy industry. Not the nuclear industry, but renewable energy. Fox & Friends correspondent William Lajunas recently said, quote, "You know, what's important about nuclear, like coal, it provides baseload power. It's reliable, it's constant, it's immediate, and it cannot be replaced by wind and solar, which are subject to the weather." Well, that's a strange thing to say, considering the weather is bringing all that high-altitude plutonium across the Pacific Ocean to the U.S. As the Tokyo Electric Power Company battles a meltdown by dumping water on damaged reactors from helicopters, it's the wind turbines that are keeping Japan supplied with electricity. And most wind farms there have been operating since just days after the combined earthquake and tsunami. So, the next time you hear a so-called expert spin nuclear power as the cure to America's energy consumption, remember it's wind that keeps the lights on in Japan. Meanwhile, in the U.S., plans for an anti-terror drill last Saturday in Pottawatomie County in western Iowa were canceled. Operation Closed Campus was a fictional terror plot which involved white supremacists angry over immigration storming a high school and shooting several U.S. citizens and undocumented immigrants. Minutemen and Project 912 members were outraged at the fictional scenario because it put gun owners and foes of immigration in a bad light. Even though Minuteman leader Shauna Ford was recently convicted and sentenced to death for slaughtering a family of Mexican-Americans, that's not why the terror preparation event was canceled. It was canceled because of a deluge of threats called into Trainer High School, the site of the training. Someone was so offended and aggrieved that they called and suggested that if the terror training went off as planned, there would be a real terror event coming soon. So, school officials canceled a fictitious terror training scenario because some would-be terrorists suggested it would become a reality. The terrorists are clearly winning in Iowa. You might think that in the wake of the Tucson shootings earlier this year that everyone would step back and cool off and rethink the use of violent political rhetoric. Well, rhino hunters were recently spotted stalking freshman state legislators in Kansas. RINO stands for Republican in name only and is a term meant to ensure ideological purity among Republicans. Not surprisingly, the issue that brought the RINO hunters was immigration. Specifically, HB 2372, another harsh Arizona-style immigration bill. The RINO hunters' common-sense solution was to intimidate the freshman Republicans into bringing HB 2372 from the Judiciary Committee to the House floor. So, they wore day-glow orange buttons with a rhinoceros and crosshairs to the committee meetings. The local Project 912 leader, Larry Halloran's Facebook page, even called on the rhino hunters to, quote, hunt legislators in open season. This hate bill remains stalled in committee for now. For Uprising, I'm Chris Bennett, and this is The Right Hook, reality-based news and views.